Show.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello, welcome to Radio Rubber Room. We are broadcasting live, coming to you over the airwaves on WHN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. What's going on out there, guys? This is a big show for us.
It is 1 year, man.
We made it a year.
1 year.
I don't know how. How did we do it?
I don't know, man, but
I don't remember most of it.
I know. It's been like a blur, dude.
Yeah. So we are here with the Gypsy Healers tonight, our featured band on the show this evening. What's going on, guys, and what did you bring us for our 1 year anniversary?
All kinds of goodies, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
We got
You guys forgot our 1 year anniversary.
We're going to have a car party.
A car party?
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Can I have a sip of your Mountain Dew, Dan?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
No, man.
I have herpes.
Me too.
All right, well, yeah, we can share that.
That's what happens when you share Mountain Dew unprotected.
And also glad to announce we had a really killer night at the Republic last night. Kicked off our Wednesday night at the Republic.
With a Dream Machine.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened last night.
That's because you didn't come out.
Sorry, I have a full-time job. I did what I could.
It's cool. We partied it up for you. It was a killer night. Both bands killed it.
Yeah. Soundstorm and the Dream Machine next week, next Wednesday. No cover, man. It's going to be the Dream Machine and the Tongues. So
I've not seen them yet. Have you seen them yet?
I've
heard good things.
I've heard really good things about them.
So, Gypsy Healers, let's go ahead and get a little introduction for the people. Who do we got here tonight?
I'm Dan. I'm a lead singer in the band.
You play guitar, too.
Right. I used to, but I just kind of let Jazzy take that over. He's the man.
Gotcha. So,
yeah, I heard you playing bass earlier. It's probably a good thing.
I try.
I feel like you should make Dan play the bass, and then they might... Dan.
Oh.
There are, this is going to be a problem. There's three Dans.
There's like
here
92
tonight.
Dans in here.
I'm going to go ahead and number you guys right now. Dan 1, Dan 2... Dan 3, okay?
So I'm so we know you who. See where I sit on the totem.
What Dan am I?
Right?
Hey, 3 is the most.
You're right. That's a good thanks for pointing that out, Sean.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know.
Cool. So Dan on vocals. Who else we got?
Dan on bass.
Dan on bass.
We got Jesse on guitar over here.
Have you ever thought of making Jesse and change his name to Dan?
Yeah, quite a few times actually.
Or just finding another guitar player that is named Dan?
No, I'll go more towards the change the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who's over there on the drums?
It's Cody.
Giggity.
Tell him hi, Cody.
Hello.
Cody, I must say I'm surprised your name's not Dan.
How long have y'all been jamming as a unit?
You said unit.
About 1 year. Dan and I, we've been playing since high school, so it's been about 10 years.
10
on
years,
that.
Man. Something like that.
And come up to Richmond. Wow. Found these guys.
Yeah.
Come up to Richmond?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, come out to Richmond more like. More
came
from.
Down. We were in the mountains.
I like coming into Richmond. That's what I usually do.
Where'd you guys come from?
Small town called Bluefield, Virginia.
Okay, so how far away is that from Richmond? How far of a drive was that for you?
About 5 hours.
Yeah. Did you just, was it like spur of the moment? Like, let's go to Richmond and find another Dan?
Mine was. Yeah.
And
so, Bluefield, is that where... I'm probably wrong on this. Is that where Heath Miller's from?
He's from Honaker, which is close.
Oh, okay.
Lamont Bradshaw.
Oh,
yeah.
Running back for the New York Giants.
I played football with him.
Yeah. Heath Miller or Amon Bradshaw?
Amon Bradshaw.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
You played
dude.
Against him or with him?
Yeah. With him.
On the same team?
Yeah, Graham G-man.
Graham
Oscar. What position did you play?
I was a fullback. He was a tailback.
So you blocked. He blocked for Amon Bradshaw.
Yeah, basically.
That's cool, man. Yeah, you got any photos with him?
Yeah, I got yearbook photos. Not on me. Should keep one on me, right?
You should carry one in your wallet.
You should keep one on you so we could show our listeners.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Or we could at least pretend you had it. Like, oh, wow, sweet. That's you and Amon Bradshaw.
You should just whip it out of your wallet and be like, I played football with this guy.
So, yeah, let me get that picture
So
up.
You pulling for the Giants?
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I really.
I hate the Patriots.
He's like, Ahmad, sorry.
Yeah,
chemistry
me too, so there you go.
I'm a Bills fan, and I know. That's what everyone
I'm
says.
Sorry.
They sigh like that, and they're like, oh, man, they hug you. It's ridiculous.
We're used to that.
Well, let's go ahead and let's play a tune, man.
Yeah, man. This is the Canary Promise with It's a Free Market Baby.
Located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. Keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in.
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitlers Brownies. Es ist Hitlers Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, loving, caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! My struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available. Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake. Das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
That was Hair of the Dog by Gypsy Healers on here on Radio Rubber Room. Hair of the Dog.
That is an awesome song, you guys. Let me tell you. Before y'all played that, I had like a little throat tickle. Now, nice. Now it's gone.
Thank you.
Now, for real though, like...
Let me clear my throat.
That song, the Hair of the Dog, I don't know if that's Nazareth related.
Yes.
That's, we get that.
They had a song called Hair of the Dog, so...
Well, yeah, don't they have an album?
Did they?
They might have.
That. Yeah, yeah, you should check that out.
That was
they
the last one to get that. That's cool, though.
But y'all, you know, y'all's band name, like, I like all kinds of music. I expected y'all to be, like, a little more jammier, like, flowery-like.
Yeah. Did you guys bring any flowers?
We get that a lot. Yeah.
That was, like, metal almost.
Yeah.
I wanted to punch glass with my bare fist.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, Sean doesn't hit very hard, so it wouldn't have broke.
It's kind of what we're going for. We wanted to punch you in the face.
He's like, we want to destroy our fans with our music.
So it's definitely a cool band name, and that's an important thing a lot of to bands a lot of times, thinking of that like that cool band name. How many did you go through to get to that?
Oh man, tons. Tons. Who doesn't though?
Yeah. Does it have any meaning to you other than it's just a cool sounding name?
Honestly,
are you guys
Eastern
European?
I think I can say this on behalf of most bands. You kind of just you really never settle on a band name. It just kind of, you finally, the last one there is kind of sticks because you start playing shows with it.
It's like a pair of shoes. You break it in and then like, right. You know, they're your shoes.
Maybe,
there's, and it's your
maybe
shoes.
You guys should be the first band that's like the Gypsy Healers or, and just keep saying or, you could have like 18 names.
We're going to name our band Free Beer.
That's awesome, dude. That's like
the door.
I'm gonna name my band Free Beer.
I think I don't think you could play. I think that's an ABC violation though, if you want to play anywhere. You're like, sorry, we love you. We love your music, and you guys bring a good crowd, but we can't say that.
You have like thousands of like disgruntled people outside,
angry for the free beer.
Where's the beer?
I saw the sign out front. What's good?
Good idea not doing that.
So we said on Gypsy Healers.
Yeah, definitely that could not potentially not get you booked for a show.
So do you guys have any healing ability?
Well, they healed Sean's tickle in his throat.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm like feeling kind of like sick, you can't just push on my forehead and I'll be better?
No, it'd be more like we're going to give you some gravel road. You know?
How are you with like tarot card reading or anything?
No. Not so good.
No. I was
better at like rummy.
Rummy? I'll take it.
This might be coincidental, but I was a little hungover before the song came on, and now I kind of feel better, man.
So. You feel better now?
Yeah, I do.
It's kind of like that Bloody Mary in the morning, you know?
Hair of the dog.
Exactly. That's,
Yeah, I mean, your hair's kind of standing up a little bit now.
Okay.
What's left?
All right. What's left? Ain't much.
So, guys, what's up with you guys? You guys just finished up a new album, right?
Yes.
And that's your second or third?
Really the first full-length, I guess.
First full-length. The first one was just the EP?
Yeah.
Right, more EP?
Pretty much. Just kind of figuring the sound
kinda
out.
Kind of feeling it, yeah. We had the old drummer on the first one, and then on the very first one. Then we got him and kind of cut an EP just to kind of... It makes you better musicians when you kind of record. You know, it makes you tighter, like right out of the gate, so...
You get more familiar with your own
stuff.
Go ahead, Dan.
Now, I was told that you guys do your recording, mixing, all that
in
stuff.
House.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you spent any time at a studio before?
Loads of
Metro
it. Yeah.
Sound.
Now, a lot of money, a lot
of
hours.
Metro Sound.
That's cool. Mark, man, did he engineer for you guys at Metro Sound?
Yeah, that's who it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was Chris.
Yeah, I think it was Chris.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his last name.
Got you.
Some young guy named Chris.
Now,
I know him.
How does that feel? Do you guys think that it's kind of a burden that you have to be the musicians and you have to be your engineers, your
Quite
producers?
Quite the contrary, man.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Gives you the opportunity to kind of make it sound the way.
Yeah, man, just tweak it. Because
we know how we want it to sound.
Right.
And it gives us the opportunity you know, make it that
to
way.
Make it that so. Way.
Hypothetically and, speaking, if you guys had expendable income, you know, to go to a big studio, would you relinquish that control to an engineer?
I'd have Rick Rubin. In the,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, you go with Rick, Rick
yeah.
Rubin?
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Definitely a good
or
choice.
Maybe just
man.
Buy nicer equipment.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, I definitely, Rick Rubin's great pull, man. Yeah. System of a Down, like, I mean, yeah. just everything he touches man. Is just like, yeah. amazing, man.
I mean, have you guys tried to contact him? It never hurts to even, you know, try. Send an email.
You got a number?
Yeah.
Send him a mixtape.
Yeah. We've tweeted him.
Really?
We did talk to Tom Zutaut, though.
Yeah. Tom Zutaut, what did he say? We were
a
spark in a sea of dull crap.
Boring shit or something like that.
So, yeah.
What do y'all consider yourselves? Like heavy metal blues, kind of?
Gypsy rock.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it does. Heavy metal that, blues. That's kind of close.
It does. I do sense that like kind of homeless. I don't know where I'm going.
Hey,
rock.
And Sean appreciates that.
Yes, because I've lived in that.
There's a lot
position.
More people out there that do than you would think, man. Yeah. They kind of like that transient sound of music.
Lately.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was definitely almost like grimy. I want to say like very raw.
Yes.
And I like that.
Yeah, it's got an attitude. Definitely does have an attitude.
If it's not raw, it's not real, man.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard your newest recording yet. I've got a copy of it, but I've not had a chance to listen to it yet. Actually, I did. I listened to a little bit of it today, actually, on I think Reverb Nation or something like that. Yeah. How do you guys feel? you guys feel there's a step been taken since the last one?
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure.
What do you think that it, like? Explain that. Like maybe.
You'll never feel like anything's perfect. There's always room for improvement. But, you know, just we've come so far since, obviously, since, like we've only been... Cody, how long have you been in the band? I mean, about a year. So, I mean...
I like that you guys interview each other during the interview.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have to talk to me back in the corner a lot. Yeah.
Like, aren't you in a band with me?
Stuck!
So, yeah... Yeah, it's good you guys are discussing. It's good to have that open communication.
Cody's been in the band for a year, so I mean, just in the year that he's been in the band, like, we were in there with Dan for, 2 years now. So a year before that, we were tinkering around with drummers, and then we finally settled on Cody, which was an epic move. And and it's just been a growing process
we
ever since.
We still happened to get lucky Cody was leaving his old band.
Yeah.
You guys love Cody.
Yeah.
We wrote a song about it.
Did you really?
Yeah, Cody's in a band.
That is bromance right
there.
You're
going to marry
that
kid one day.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
Now, you guys choosing to move to Richmond, was that a calculated decision to pursue music or?
Absolutely, yeah. They were here already, but I moved here with like two trash bags full of clothes and a broke down car. I was just like, I'm going to go do the damn thing. So.
Where'd you guys sit? You moved from?
Bluefield. Yeah.
What was the music scene like in Bluefield?
Gypsy
Nothing.
Healers.
Absolutely.
It wasn't the Gypsy Healers.
Yeah.
Bluegrass.
Dude, you guys could have blown. You should have stuck around, man. You could have blown that city. Yeah. Well, it's not a city. It's more of like a county.
We did when we were 17.
It's more like of a community.
Yeah, about it, yeah.
How many citizens are there like at y'all's show when you were 17?
Family.
Dude, your guitar is haunted.
That's why we love that guitar.
His guitar just started playing itself.
Whoa, that's amazing.
That was creepy.
So,
gypsy magic.
Do any of you?
Wait a minute.
There's
a
healing
ability. Wait a minute. Do you lip finger? Wait, how do you say that?
Do you finger sync?
Did you finger sync? Your guitar just played itself.
Yeah, I was about to start playing the next
song.
Like
that's
like the Teddy Ruxpin of guitar.
That's the gypsy mysticism. I don't think any of these guys can play instruments, but they got instruments that play themselves.
They play the instruments through osmosis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be watching you on the next one to see if your hands are really moving.
See if you can catch them.
Yeah.
So, guys, where can people find the Gypsy Healers?
Facebook, Reverb Nation.
Forest Hill Avenue.
Forest Hill Avenue. Yeah.
Forest Hill Avenue. What's the address?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Message us.
Until you hear the music coming out of the
We'll meet you at Rock Falls Tavern.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you guys play regular gigs over there, Rock Falls?
We actually had our CD release party there.
I like this spot.
We'll probably like not there, like March.
March 10th or something like that.
Either 10th or like later in the month, somewhere around there.
Is that the first thing you've got coming up? Coming up, March 10th?
Yeah.
Nothing at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
I like that you guys moved here and you didn't like, you're like, we moved real, let's move really close to Richmond, but like, just stop at Forest Hill. Yeah. I don't want to get too close.
Yeah.
Still a Richmond zip code. So.
It's like, they consider it the county of Richmond.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to take a little break, but this is Box Wave off their new.
Yeah.
Album,
up and EP? Coming, yeah. It's not their EP. It's not out yet.
So
yeah.
We played with them. This will be out.
Oh, did you guys? Oh, that's cool.
And we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Wicked Walk.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're going to love it. Today, I'm going to be making some of my dank cornbread. It's great when you want bread and corn, but you only want to eat one thing. The first thing you need is two main ingredients, bread and corn. I like a lot of different kinds of breads, so sometimes it's hard for me to difficult to decide. Today I decided to go with English muffins. That counts as bread, right? Man, those Englanders make some flat muffins. Toast those bad boys and butter and jelly them. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. Where was I at again? Oh damn, the cornbread. So right, take some bread and add corn. I prefer popcorn because it's crunchy and I love the butteriness of it. Remember, it's always okay to snack a bit while baking. Now some secret ingredients come into play. Some of my secrets are watermelon juice and coriander. Man, that's a cool word. Wouldn't it be cool if I named my son Coriander? Coriander the Avenger. Austin. Okay, wrap that thing up tight, place the unit in front of like a loudspeaker or something, and play Dark Side of the Moon. Make sure it's on vinyl. Cool. Hang some posters around it or something. Colorfulness is crucial. Now, sometimes when you're eating cornbread, you find yourself wanting to dip it in like stuff. So I'm gonna make some great dipping sauce. Start with one can of beer and add one shot of whiskey. Throw in some wine and avocado and melted cheese and avocado. That's right, avocado two times. By now, the record should be about done, so start dipping. It's awesome to dip, slosh it around in the liquid, make it moist, but not too moist. Cornbread is best enjoyed with cartoons.
Once, quite by chance, there was an extraordinary old universe of worlds and wonder of
cornbread. I love me some cornbread.
And moving through this universe was a familiar old world of cities and streets, of trees and cars. And there, in an ordinary...
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to somewhere in the dummy lad duchmana. Afghan and Walikat.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like...
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
And...
I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment.
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about...
I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Shalom. I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. show live. Just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
That was Dirty Rice by the Gypsy Healers live on Radio Rubber Room. I love some Dirty Rice.
I definitely like that y'all songs end abruptly and Derek's all like, oh!
Did I have a freak out look on my face?
You know, you just start twisting stuff. I don't know.
I gotta turn that volume.
You got a lot of
up
things that
here.
You gotta do. I just move the mic out of my face.
I chew less loud.
Did you feel like we were coming at you?
Yeah.
So that's one that's available on the new album, and that's
more than halfway. Yes.
Out yet?
Yes. It's out. Floating around.
Floating around. Yeah. Do you have a lot of? Are you guys doing physical copies? Or is it going to be mostly an internet thing?
Physical both, copies. Yeah.
Most of physical copies just come to a show and pick them up.
How do you guys feel about vinyl?
Vinyl?
Awesome. I feel good
pretty
about
sweet.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Nothing against it.
I'm an old school kind of guy.
We're old school kind of people.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you feel about wax cylinders?
Are you guys going to release it on cassette at all? Or
A-track.
Yeah. That's actually really cool. I'd seen on eBay probably like 5 or 6 years ago, you could buy blank 8-track, 8-tracks, and you could with an 8-track recorder. And what a cool promotional idea if you were to like put your single on an 8-track.
That would be yeah. awesome.
And put a sticker on it and like give it away for free at shows.
That would be all about that. Yeah.
Would it have to be like a free download on the 8-track? What are people going to play it in?
Only people that drive an 87 Malibu are going to be listening to your music. They're
like, yeah. That's a pretty good market to hit. You don't want to leave them out.
Yeah. You'll definitely be good in that range.
So you guys were talking about Box Wave earlier. They were involved. You guys recently played Battle of the Bands and came in second place, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downbeat Switch won it.
Yeah, that's not too shabby coming in second to them. I think, maybe you guys definitely have more of the sex appeal.
Yeah.
Than Downbeat Switch, but...
I'm really good friends with Rob, the drummer from Downbeat.
Yeah, I like Rob.
They're all cool guys, man. Yeah.
Rob is cool.
Yeah.
I'm good friends with them. I just did a photo shoot and a write-up for RVA Magazine.
Yeah.
With them. Those guys are a lot of fun to hang out with. I don't know if you've ever like hung out with them like outside of like
Yeah, they really are cool guys.
Little known and fact, me and Rob share fashion advice.
That can't be good.
Well, Rob tries.
Yeah.
He tries.
We both like t-shirts.
That's true. It's a good start.
Do you guys have any plans maybe to link up, do a show with them that's not a competition?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, what are some other bands in Richmond that you guys like that you haven't done a show with that you'd like to hop on stage with?
There's a band that we played with at the Camel one time. What are they called? Santa Maria Brothers.
Yeah. I really know those guys. Yeah.
I really like those guys.
Yeah, Gabe, the bass player. Soundstorm. Yeah, he's in Soundstorm. They played last night, man. I love hanging out with those guys. So,
cool guys.
Andreas was there too. So, so Santa Maria Brothers. I know they're kind of on hiatus and doing their own thing. Proverbial. Is there anybody else?
We played with Secret Agent T. They opened up for us at McCormick's Irish Pub.
They're awesome band.
They're a good band.
They play in Richmond quite a bit, but they're very tight.
Yeah, I really like raw kind of sound too. Like.
Are you guys familiar with Psychobilly Cadillac?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your sounds will go really well.
Actually, I can't really say too much, but I'm working on that.
Good, yeah.
I've sent them, I've talked.
Yeah, John, their bass player, man, he's a cool guy. So, good networker, man.
I mean, right now, I guess, their schedule's full or whatever, but maybe late 2012.
They're all old guys, man. They're like... They're like
they're so good.
They are good. Yeah, they are. So good. Scott's got a set of pipes on him, man.
Yeah.
So. I saw them open for Zoso at the National.
I was there. I was at that show. Yeah.
Well, they just a week or so ago, right?
Oh yeah, they did it again.
Did they do it again?
I saw it 2 years ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Less than a year
ago. Yeah.
Were you looking? You just freaked me out.
Yeah, that was PBR played with them too that night. Yeah, that was a cool show, man. It was a cool show.
PBR.
No, they're a good band,
Yeah, those guys are grinding.
Black girls.
Mm-hmm. Pretty hard.
Those are good.
So, outside of the Gypsy Healers, who's got the coolest job in y'all's band?
Daniel's a security officer.
you're a mall cop, right?
Yeah.
You're a mall cop.
I definitely...
You push around, like, teenagers and stuff?
I do, yeah. Rough him up,
You know, he walked in the door with all his stuff on, and I was like, am I in trouble?
I had to come straight from work, man.
What's up with the badge, man?
It was like 8 years ago. It was just one CD. What's the
big deal? So what's the difference between a security officer with a badge and one without? Do you think you get more respect with a badge?
I think
so.
You get
less respect with the badge.
Do you get any kind of a device to injure people? Like, do you have like
do they give you like fury?
Do you get like a morning star? Like, no one would mess with you. You wouldn't that place would be secure.
That would be pretty sick, man, if you had like a belt with ninja stars that you could like.
I do actually,
You should just roll through the mall with a flamethrower.
Do you know what I always wanted was like a grappling gun.
Oh, yeah. Like Batman style.
Who's, I mean, now who is not afraid of a security guard with a potato cannon, man?
Yeah.
Those things are giant.
I would say no one.
Very
so
few.
So like I was saying, who's got the coolest job?
I would say Dan.
Yeah, I don't have one.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Working like, is overrated.
He's like, I'm like,
Mom takes good care of me.
Oh, yeah. But I bet Dan's the one that's always trying to book the most gigs, though, huh?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, How'd you know?
I mean, I feel like every band needs someone that's unemployed for a while.
Just we like self-employed better.
Yeah, exactly.
Your new job could just be the bass player for the Gypsy Healers.
Well, that's what it is right now.
That's what he puts on his resume.
But it's hard when you don't make money.
You should definitely take him to court for that. You should be getting
it. Okay, when the conversation comes up, whether it should be free downloads or charging for downloads, I bet you're on the side of charging for downloads.
Yeah, actually, that was the deal at our CD release. We didn't know whether to charge for them or not, and we ended up just giving them away.
He's like, I can't even afford them.
but in return, we put out a tip, like our guitar case with tips, and ended up getting like $60, so that's all worth it, you know?
Score.
Yeah.
Made up for costs.
That's a bar tab.
Next time you try that, I hear you can increase your profits by 100% if you put like a sick kid in front of you.
This is true. Or a naked chick.
Yeah.
One of the two.
You gotta get creative. It's a competitive world.
Doggy dog, man.
A dying dog. Yeah. That's also.
We got the dog situation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys should get like a dog with mange and just tie it up to your guitar case.
Be like, this is our dog. Does he look like he's eaten in a week?
Or we could just sit outside of 7-Eleven.
Plan B.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be a good idea for a band, like especially with y'all's like grunginess, to just do like kind of like a flash mob show.
Yeah.
Like the people in the bank, it's like 3:30. They're like, "What the heck's going on?" Y'all are like, "Fucking." I'm just trying to cash my check.
what are y'all doing after this?
Where'd you say?
A bank. I don't know. Wherever.
We should do it at the mall, man.
Target.
Yeah. Hey,
we got an in guy already.
Yeah. Yeah. Got this.
He's like, don't worry. I know where all the back entrances are.
We're getting in. Just bust
this in. This is security elevator stat.
Just bust into a blood donor and be like, we're going to rock this joint.
I feel like you need to set up a consulting business. Yeah.
All right, back to the interview. Does anyone else's microphone taste funny? I guess it's just me. Leave it up to you, Derek.
Yours probably tastes like ketchup and mustard.
Back to you, Derek.
Because you just ate those hot dogs.
Like 9 of them, right?
Yeah. And you guys missed it, and I feel bad. I'm on Sean's side with this. Sean had a candy bar earlier. Dan picks it up and squishes it.
It's in the wrapper, but now he refuses to eat it because it has my hand on it.
What kind of candy bar is
I've never seen you refuse to eat anything.
He asked me to get hot dogs, and I wish I would have squeezed the heck out of them. But I'm too nice. I didn't even think about that until I was like watching him eat them. Like, how could I get back at him for ruining my chocolate bar? And he's like, I'm like,
dude, it was, what is it? It's not the fast break, is it?
Yeah, it
Reese's,
is the fast break.
It's just like pure peanut butter with chocolate around it.
I've eaten.
So I just like squeezed it, and the kid won't eat it. I'll eat the thing.
I have eaten two perfectly shaped fast breaks a day for the last year and a half, and now I'm going to eat one and one messed up one. That's going to be your fault.
Are you going to eat that?
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to tell Dan how delicious it is.
That's pretty tasty.
I'm going to be like, I hope you warm up the rest of my candy bars. He asked me for a pepperoni, and I got it, and I was going to eat it in front of him, and I'm not even hungry enough. So I'm just holding on to it. Okay. I just bought it out of spite. Like, I'm not hungry. I just was going to put it in my mouth and, like, spit it out like I was tasting wine or something.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I think we should play a song or something like that.
We've still got some time to kill.
Yeah, oh, no.
You always stop your little rants just like 2 minutes too early.
Dang.
So how do you guys feel about Squish? What's the Gypsy Healer's opinion on Squish candy bars?
Squish candy bars.
All day long.
They taste chocolate better, I think.
It depends on if the wrapper has been penetrated.
I feel like Sean's just won't eat it out of principle, I think.
It is.
I think he's going to eat it.
I'm going to eat it. It's just not going to be in front of anybody.
He's going to eat it when nobody's around.
Yeah. I bet if somebody go picks it up right now, he'll eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lock myself.
I'm going to run in there and punch it till it's It'll be a candy bar sheet.
I'm gonna eat it locked in the stall at Wheezy's kitchen's bathroom. Like they'll never find me.
That's good stuff.
You just told us where you were.
Cool. So you guys said you're on Facebook. Are you doing the Twitter?
Yeah. Which is new to the Twitter thing.
Now, Dan, do you do the social networking all on your own? Does your mom help you out? Or?
No, she didn't help me out with that. But, it's mostly just me and Jesse that get on there. Occasionally, Dan will get on there and do something.
Yeah, not really, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, mostly me, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's available.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Every band needs someone with that free time. You know, you're promoted to manager.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
So you get to make that call on the downloads now,
which means he also
you're the controlling vote.
There you go.
Also means he's got to devote 8 hours a day to that job. So
yeah.
And also, if anything goes wrong, you're gonna get blamed.
Yeah, he's the fallback guy.
You manage all of our problems. Why did you have this happen?
Come on, Dan.
We're going to have to talk about this radio interview later. Dan.
How come we're not famous? Do you know I still have a full-time job at McDonald's? Get on your managing. I don't know what y'all, the security guard and stuff.
Yeah.
So one of y'all's got a security guard and the other's homeless or something. Yeah. The other two guys...
Actually, one's a chemistry technician.
Ooh, is that
awesome. Let me guess, that's your drummer.
No.
I'm a grease monkey, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
So I need a good one of those.
So
well, I happen to be decent.
So you've got the good job in the band, and everyone needs that too, because... Yeah. When it's like, man, we need to get some new cables.
Yeah. They turn to me.
They go to you. Okay.
I got the same ass credit card.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have got the whole package here. Yeah. I got to say, you guys, I feel like you've got it all worked out. Just got to get Cody on the social networking a little more.
Yeah. He can work on our van when it breaks down.
We don't like him to touch our keyboards.
Bass covered.
Cody's got a lip ring, man. He doesn't need to. He doesn't need a social network, man. He's the guy with the lip ring.
Yeah. Exactly. That's all you need, the lip ring and the glasses, man.
We just look
hot. Society doesn't control me. Yeah. I got stubble.
So real quick, guys, before we go to break, when is the next time you're performing again? Let the people know.
We're going to say March 10th-ish.
March 10th.
Yeah. Somewhere around March 10th. So people should go to Rock Falls Tavern every day around March 10th.
Yeah. Check out Facebook for sure.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it'll definitely be announced on there.
Soon. Yeah.
But it's definitely going to be at Rock Falls Tavern.
I'm actually going to go check out Rob from Downbeat. They just recently played at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Bottom. Said that was actually...
Yeah, that'd be a cool
They're
spot.
Doing that now. They're actually paying, so I'm going to check that out. Try to get us in there pretty soon.
I've seen a couple bands.
Yeah. Black Girls
there.
Did that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they've never really done that live music thing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the sign that maybe they're catching on to the music in the city.
Yeah, like you guys were talking about earlier. It's
so much good music. I feel like they've got to get into it. And
strength
grab
in numbers.
Grab a piece of that pie, yeah.
I mean, they see... It's really strange because people will sit around and kind of go, I don't know what's going on. And then they see other people kind of digging this stuff up, and they see all these good bands working together. And
exactly.
They go, I need to be involved with that. Either I get on board or I miss the boat completely.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to play a song, and we'll come back with more Gypsy Healers. Is Simon's mom coming tonight, Derek? Do you know?
I think she said she's going to be here.
Okay, my mom cool. is.
Yeah. And Dan's mom's coming.
She's making us sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, this is good. Only Insane by People's Blues of Richmond.
Boom.
I'd say I'm dressed to under. Taking on my brain.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
I love Simon's Mom.
I love
that
song.
Simon's Mom.
Do you know who, do you know who I met the other day? Simon's mom's mom. She was really nice to me.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I'm thinking about getting on the show soon.
I'll talk to her.
You know, I'll talk to her before you do.
Yeah, I think Sean, from what she had told us, is you and her don't really, you know, talk that much.
We talk a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, I'll see her. Cool. I'll see her like 12:30.
Okay.
I'll get her on the next show.
Whatever floats your boat.
Old women.
Old women floats his boat. So how's it going? Beautiful, gorgeous.
How's it going? You?
You're looking mighty attractive tonight, baby.
You are looking mighty...
Dan-like.
Like Dan.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I'll take it.
Dan, I like your new beard thing.
Thanks.
It's like the reverse Wolverine. I don't know. It's cool. Jagged. I feel like I could get stabbed by your beard, and that's badass, and that's how a beard should be.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. I was thinking about just shaving like 1 inch down the middle of my mustache and beard. The reverse Hitler. And I have like sideburns and a little mustache on the outside, you know. And that'll be like a really cool new look, I think.
You should shave like whiskers, like in your... Shave like cat,
like,
whiskers.
The other day I trimmed my beard up and I like shaved my cheeks and neck and I left like the right below the eye socket line of hair and it looked really bad.
You've got the most impressive neck beard.
It's because he doesn't have a chin, dude.
My beard is like growing up to my forehead. I don't know what to do. Gypsy healers need to help me out with this. I don't know. It's like I have a gypsy curse.
Say, let it go.
All right, Simon's mom. Yeah, I want to hear what your plans are.
Whose beard is your favorite, Simon's mom?
Derek's.
Okay.
Derek's beard's my favorite.
You meant Dan, right?
What?
You meant Dan, didn't you?
I like what you're doing with it. Thanks. I like that you're trying. I like that you're trying.
Derek, I definitely feel like your beard is like beard model worthy. Like, I feel like there should be, like, a Progresso soup commercial with you pouring a can of soup on your beard. It's drippy.
It's definitely my best feature.
And you're like, I love the chunkiness. You know, and you're seductive. I don't know. I just imagine it this at night.
Will you stop imagining me
like
that?
Like a fantasy, dude.
I don't like that you imagine me pouring soup in a seductive manner on my face. Is it hot soup or cold soup?
It's hot soup. It's Ooh. Very. It's not burning. It's not burning you, but
I'm gonna ask you with all due respect. Please stop having that fantasy.
Yeah. Thank you. You're creeping me out, Sean.
That was nothing.
So,
I've got some show picks. Tonight at Wheezy's Kitchen. I go there every Thursday
you
night.
You love that place, don't you?
Yeah. And tonight, Spotted Dead Nettles are going to be down at Wheezy's Kitchen. Also tonight, PBR is going to be at the Republic as well.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
It's a good show, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I guess awesome. They're probably jamming right now.
Probably going on right now. Yeah,
probably.
Good call, Sean. You're good.
They every time I've seen them at the Republic... the one time I saw them at the Republic, dude, that place was slam packed on a Thursday, man. Like, slam packed.
Once counts as every time.
The people's choice, the people's blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
All right, and then tomorrow night, there's a ton going on tomorrow night. First Fridays with the Black Girls and Psychobilly Cadillac at the Camel. That is $6, $6 cover than that. That's going to be a cool show. And then also, the Space Eaters are going to be down at Cary Street Cafe. They just played you guys' last Richmond music review.
Yep.
Yeah. They're going to be down at Cary Street Cafe. And then Proverbial is going to be at the Tobacco Company tomorrow night.
I would say, you know, that's it's not your guys' Richmond music review. You're part of the family.
Well, thanks, Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
It's yours. It's yours too. I mean, you come there and you hang out and you make the bands feel comfortable. I mean, without you on the team, we wouldn't have. I mean, the Gypsy Healers wouldn't be here. The Space Heaters never would have played.
I'm the hospitality.
You are.
I take care of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Take good care of them.
You validate us. You make us relevant.
Well, Dan, I'm blushing. Thank you. All right, moving on. So Saturday, American Aquarium, Horsehead, and the Fire Tapes at the Camel. That's another show at the Camel. And then Sunday, this isn't music, because Sunday's a big day. The Super Bowl's on.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to Mekong, right?
Yes.
I heard you were going to drink a boot.
I'm going to drink out of beer from a boot. Yep.
Tell me about that. I'm confused.
It is the Super Bowl. It is the Super Bowl party at Mekong. Before the kickoff, there's an eating contest. You have to eat the Super Bowl of foe and then chug a boot of beer the fastest, and you'll be Fo King for a whole year.
I think you're going to do well with the eating part.
Yeah, you're not rooting for me?
Is somebody going to wear the boot? Can I wear the boot?
It's a glass boot. If you'd like, you can.
I would love to wear the boot.
Yes. If I win, if you root for me, if you come there after I drink, as a matter of fact, you know, because it's you, for good luck, you should put your foot in that glass boot before
How high does
it.
The boot come up? Because I hate to shave my legs.
I think it's like a size 6, though. Is that acceptable for you?
I don't know. All right, and then Tuesday, of course, every Tuesday, DJ Williams Project, Simon's Mom, at the Cafe Diem, and then Wednesday, of course.
Well, don't forget, next Tuesday is the kickoff of ROFL.
Sean,
yeah.
I almost forgot. Tell everyone about that, Sean.
You know, we got the first comedy night. It's called Raffle at the Republic. I'm looking way forward to it. I'm stoked. I haven't slept in like 8 days. I lied. That was a lie. I slept like 13 hours today. But, you know, we got all kinds of comedians booked. We're going to have Brian Gartland, Bounce Adams, Jesse Jarvis, Nick Cantone, Herschel Stratego, and Brown Frown the Clown.
And RVA Magazine, we're kicking off the Comedy Spotlight. If there are any comedians who are listening, if they get there early, we'll have a sign-up. We're looking for four comedians who want to compete for a coverage or for an article in the RVA Magazine Comedy Spotlight. So that also comes with a paying gig if they win.
Yes.
They'll get booked as one of the paid comedians.
I just want to say also, if all of your friends think that you're the funny one, your friends are stupid. So try to come and be like, this isn't my first time. You know, you could be a first timer, it'll be okay, but you're gonna probably be battling like experienced comedians.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I mean, we want everybody to come out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to crawl before you can walk, man. So.
Before you say that your friends think you're funny, try to make a couple strangers laugh.
Yeah,
and then you'll know if you're really cut out for this kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So just go tell jokes to strangers, and then.
Is that like a flash mob comedy show?
Well, I always knew that I should be a comedian because, like, as soon as people see me for the first time, they're like, ha, ha, I'm like, oh yeah, I know.
All right, and then one more Wednesday night, of course, the second Wednesday at the Republic with the Dream Machine. Love those boys. And then the Tongues will be the featured act this week.
Yes, the Tongues will be the headliner. So.
And last night was awesome.
It was awesome.
I danced my tushy off.
Yeah, you did.
My tushy.
You did. Quite the tushy.
I know, it was
shook
a
it.
Lot. You
it
did.
Shook it.
You did. You shaked it.
That's my show picks.
Cool. Well, you're going to break out. You're not going to stick around. You're going straight to Wheezy's,
right? I'm going down there.
Uh-huh. So I know it's cool because we always do the last call there after the show. It's kind of like our tradition. But we never really get to see the music except when Spotted Dead Nettles play.
Yeah, they'll probably be playing when you guys get down there. They'll probably still be playing.
Yeah, dude, those guys are like maniacs. They just don't stop playing music. So cool. Well, awesome. And you guys don't have anything coming up until March,
right?
As far as is that by choice? Is that by design?
Well, we want to try and work in some new tunes. We've been working on some new tunes. Get those tightened up and polished off for the masses.
What kind of stuff do you guys cover?
Oh, We got a pretty wide range. We got Tool, White Stripes, Alice in Chains,
Jimi Hendrix.
What Alice in Chains song do you guys do?
Man in the Box.
Awesome. That's good. I've always had a thing for Angry Chair, man. I think that's one of those songs.
We got a pretty killer cover of Sober by Tool.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a great song.
Those are favorite. Yeah, I mean, what, Man in the Box, then Sober. I mean, those are crowd pleasers, definitely, man. How do you feel that mixes with your original tunes?
Pretty well. I mean, we try to cover things, you know, like we'll just, you know, go around and pick a song and be like, you know, what do you want to cover, you know? And it's obviously from everyone's roots, you know, everyone's...
Definitely have that you definitely hear that 90s influence. Do you need like Soundgarden?
Absolutely. I love Chris Cornell, everything he's
done. You guys cover any at the moment?
No, not at the moment, we don't.
Yeah, I think that would suit your voice really well, too.
Yeah.
You could probably pull that off really well.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons that I said you guys would sound good with Psychobilly is their lead singer, I feel like, really pulls off Chris Cornell, man.
Yeah,
he's got that. He's got that vibe that, like, you know, that in your face, he just, like, belts it. So same deal with you guys. Yeah, you should
love the 90s.
Yeah. How old were you in the 90s?
It's none of your business.
How old do you guys think Simon's mom is? Am I putting you on the spot, making you feel uncomfortable?
Usually.
How old do you guys think, if you had to guess?
27.
Come on. I'm gonna be at your show in March. March 10th.
I've been trying. This is the great.
See,
mystery.
That's how you treat a lady.
You are no lady, ma'am. No lady.
Beside the point.
That is one of the great mysteries of Richmond is Simon's mom's true age. So if anybody knows her and knows enough about her. If you could hit us up on Facebook and let us know how old
she really is. Gypsy.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Cool. Well, let's go ahead and play a tune, and we're going to come back, and Gypsy Healers, they're going to play another song.
Can I tell them what song it is?
Yeah,
This is Black Girls with Music Theory for Haters. Yeah.
bomb with Al-Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoof Co. comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Derek?
Lights Out by the Gypsy Healers here on Radio Rubber Room.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Sean.
Dan.
The singer, Dan.
Yeah.
I just want to say, it's not a lot of singers that have been in here who I can hear over the instruments through three doors.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, even I'm listening to the music on my headphones, and I can still hear your vocals coming in through the headphones.
Yeah?
Like, those are some killer vocals.
Thanks, man.
He's used to us being really loud.
Yeah.
So usually,
there's like 1,000 cats in the area with the hair on the back of their neck standing up.
That's a good thing. So, Dan, do you write all the lyrics? Do you guys work
mostly together? it's a collaborated effort. He writes some, and but me and him and I usually write the lyrics. I write usually as I go along. They'll come up with a riff, and I'll just kind of come up with them off the top of my head.
He doesn't have a notepad.
I really don't even write them down.
That's
just
really? That's cool,
got
man.
The Rolodex.
Yeah. So I take it then Jesse writes them down.
Do you ever ad-lib your song? Like, oh,
sometimes. Depends on how drunk I get, yeah.
As long as you have the right bowel sounds.
Exactly. Sorry. The right amount of syllables, and you're going to go.
So, how did you, I mean, did you, were you into singing when you were younger? Did you take chorus? Did you take voice lessons? Like, or did you just wake up one day and say, I want to be the lead singer of a band?
I mean, there's videos of me when I was a kid. I never took any singing lessons, never was in a choir. I just, I would always, growing up, try and, like, mimic people on the radio vocally. And, like, Aerosmith, AC/DC, when I was growing up, those are the bands that my dad would listen to. And I would just try to, like, mimic my voice. And who better than Steve Tyler? I mean, and not to compare myself to him. But, I mean, that's just the goals I would try to reach as a kid. You know, like, just anybody that would come on the radio, really, that I enjoyed their music. I would try and sing like them.
Which AC/DC singer do you think is better?
Oh, man, don't ask me that. I'm going to have to go with Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah.
I go with Bon Scott.
Yeah.
I would too. Bon Scott, man. Yeah.
Cool. So basically you got into it just, you know, mimicking them. Did you ever like get in front of mirrors and like sing along to their stuff, man?
Yeah, I mean, my dad had this huge stereo system, like with the towers and stuff. I would just rock out and dance and like, you know, just act a fool. But yeah, I would, I mean, in the car, anytime I was around music, I would just try and sing it. Country music, rock, anything.
Do you ever try to break China?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm more of a mirrors man because I can kind of double team that with my looks and my vocals. So.
Yeah, but if you break a mirror, man, you're gonna have like 14 years of bad luck. So you definitely want to like be careful about your singing around.
Is it 14 or 17 or seven?
Seven, I think, is if you walk under a ladder.
I don't know all the rules.
I don't know. I broke a mirror when I was 16, so hopefully soon. Things are going to be looking up for me. Oh, but then I walked under a ladder in like 09. I don't know. I'm really... I have so much remainder and carryover. I probably just need to look forward to the next life.
You need to get like some rabbit feet or something like that.
If reincarnation is the real thing, I'm going to come back as like a roll of toilet paper. or something just awful. Toilet water.
I would use you to wipe my butt.
I'm going to be Rosie O'Donnell's middle finger. When I come back.
All right. Moving on.
All
right,
yeah.
So when you were younger, your goal was you'd imitate, you know, you said Steven Tyler. What are your goals now? Where do you guys see this going?
And do you still dance in front of mirrors and sing
absolutely,
other people's songs?
Yeah. Nice. In my underwear, any chance I get.
I'd say that we'd all love to, you know, do this for a living, but as of right now, man, we're just riding it.
Going with the
riding
flow.
While it's still rolling.
We love music, man.
Is that jobless Dan that's saying that?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hey, don't follow this guy's lead, man. He doesn't even have a job.
I think we'd all like to just make a living. Yeah. You know, doing something.
You said you'd obviously love to get that a point. Do you have any steps in place to maybe make that happen that you've thought through yet? Or
that'd be good to get out of Richmond.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, get out, like, do shows, or just get out for good?
Outside of Richmond, yeah.
Do you have any plans for a tour? I know you guys were talking about getting a van.
Yeah, we're about to get a van. They're actually just going to give it to us, and it's got a few problems, but Cody's a mechanic, so...
Is that one of the reasons you settled on him as a drummer?
No. Yeah, that helps.
Like, we know we're going to need a van, and it's probably not going to be a good van. So, that's two birds with one stone. Is that in the thought process?
No, I think the first time I ever heard Cody, I was with Jesse. It was a Have a Nice Day Cafe. His old band was playing. And me and Jesse were both like, you know, we really like this guy's cymbal work and how smooth, like, he could get around the drum set. And we were having problems with our drummer at the time, Nick. And, yeah, dude, Nick wanted to play video games instead of practice before a show one time, so we kind of cut it off. And then, the next day I called Cody, you know. It was like maybe 4 days after I'd seen him play.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't audition a couple different ones. It was Cody.
No, yeah,
because we would have if it didn't work out.
But the mechanic thing definitely came into play.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Dude, you guys should get like an old truck with the 2x4s coming out and like the wood planks across it.
I got one of those
and
at the house.
Pull. You guys got to pull like one of those campers. I mean, like gypsies do, dude.
Yeah,
you guys should get it like wrapped.
Like
with
an Airstream.
I was gonna think of that, or like a sweet old like panel van or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Panel vans would be
the sweet. Rapist panel van.
I feel like you need to just have like a covered wagon. That like one of y'all pulls. You know,
somebody's pulling.
6 hours.
Yeah, no one does that anymore.
Be like, you'll want to see this band. They walked 300 miles to be here.
I mean, we save a lot of money on gas.
They fought off Indian attack and ogres.
They're not coming back anytime soon.
Not the good kind.
Like the sweetest live Oregon Trail you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They almost ran out of rations on the last day.
So then it would be best to have fat musicians in your band.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah,
I definitely imagine that having a mechanic in your band is like a super good idea, except for like, would he like be like, man, I'm going to use these plugs from this amp cord to fix the starter?
You have no idea.
Like, man, what I need is 3G strings. Make it happen. And then like, you know, you're misfiring, you know, you could just fix anything. I know. I asked you earlier. You said I'm a decent mechanic. Well, I need a damn good one. I need like the Pablo Picasso of mechanics.
Like somebody that can attach a lawnmower engine to your amp to make it louder. Like you gotta
I have a guy for that. You should see this guy's bedroom.
Pull the cord, start it up.
I think that would definitely be awesome if you had gas powered instruments. except for the whole stage would be like
his guitar plays itself, Sean.
Yeah. I know. You told me earlier. I heard
gypsy
it.
Gypsy magic in here. I'm scared.
I heard it. I thought I had like a brain stroke or something. And, like, and then you were like, your guitar's playing itself.
As opposed to an arm stroke? Yeah. Or a foot stroke? Or the kind of, yeah.
I don't know anything about diseases. I don't have a degree from high school.
Oh, I just had a stroke in my pinky.
I forgot. I lost my train of thought. That always happens.
We're interviewing the gypsy healers.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have any kind of gypsy cure for Sean's bad luck? His ladder walking under and his mirror breaking?
You're going to have to talk to the mechanic.
Yeah.
I would suggest not breaking mirrors or walking under ladders.
Oh, I thought you were going to say duct tape.
Is there like a seance?
That is a good thing. I actually have duct tape on the bottom of my drums, man. You never leave your duct tape.
I've always got a rule.
I was hoping there was like a seance I could do, like light some candles, pour some salt on the floor.
Burn some sage.
And the Ouija board would be like, take Advil. And it would work.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, man.
Yeah, this next band, they're actually out of Blacksburg. But they're planning on doing some stuff here in Richmond this summer, I believe. This is Levi's Gene Pool with Free Fall.
That's close to home.
Love.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection.
See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding! Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three. In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish and ostrich. Crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. We'll be right back.
Gravel Road by the Gypsy Healers live here on Radio Rubber Room. And that one hasn't been recorded yet.
No, sir.
Now it has.
Until
now it has. So, you heard it here first, guys. Now, you guys do your own recording. Who's that tech guy? Is it? I was gonna say. You seem like the responsible one.
Jesse the science guy.
You got it.
I've heard that before.
Yes, you look like you're the guy who irons his shirts in the band.
I wear all flannel, so this kind of gets...
Now, you guys are telling me it's a pretty cool, like old farmhouse.
Where do you get flannel underwear?
any underwear aisle.
I mean, it just sounds chafy to me. I don't know.
It's very soft.
Yeah, it's really soft.
Third wash.
Get the rug to be cut.
Where have you been?
Wow.
That last song y'all played, I loved it especially.
It's my favorite.
With my whole body.
Yeah.
Like, it was straight out of the 70s.
Hell yeah.
And I love the 70s. The music and the movies and the women that were born.
Okay. So, it's a pretty, like, old farmhouse type deal. Like,
yeah, it was,
pretty cool environment.
I think it was built in 1892.
It's pretty specific to think. Yeah. If you think, it would have been 1890s.
I think I was pretty sure on that.
Yeah, we looked it up. Somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
Let us know. Originally, Dan and I lived there with our girls, and then they got a place, and then the coaster moved in with us. And
there used to be a blacksmith behind the house or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Like, while you live there?
Iron
like, the ghost is still there, actually.
Oh, really?
There's a ghost. Yeah.
You hear him, like, pounding the anvil at night?
Yeah.
Like, waking you up?
He's pounding something.
My house is haunted by these ghost cats. All night. Meow! I don't even own any animals.
We need a dog.
I think I know what the problem is.
I think what I need to do is get a dog and kill it.
No, no. What you need to do is when the bread gets green stuff on it, don't eat it. Throw it away.
But it doesn't. It's not as moist.
Just helps.
Yeah, you always make me lose my train of thought.
We were talking about something.
So, have you guys started recording new tracks? Being that it's the do-it-yourself in-home. Guys come over. You write a new song. Do you like, okay, let's record it now? Or
kind of wait till we get a bundle.
Get a bundle together.
So
time to refine them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I definitely think that it's cool that y'all live in a 100-year-old building.
Hmm.
Yeah. Where do you
Gypsy
plug?
House, man.
Where do you plug stuff in?
The outlets.
The stoplight.
And the microphone shock your lips.
True story. Sean's house. There's one grounded outlet in the whole place. I was over there trying to plug in my laptop one time, and I couldn't find a single. He's like, "We got to unplug the TV."
I mean, all of my electronics are like very vintage.
So it works out.
Yeah. Now, we had met you guys at the Canal Club over a year ago, and we had gotten the CD, and I got to say that not that we didn't like the old CD, but this new stuff, it's really cool to see you guys have taken like really huge leaps forward.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice that yourself?
I agree, totally.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
excellent.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of that credit goes to Cody as well as just... playing together, you know, I mean, it's tough. The first CD we probably recorded after being together maybe 3 or 4 months. And the second CD we finished up this summer.
Yeah.
And at least me and the two Dans, we've been together for about a year and a half at that point. And Cody just fell right into it. And
like you said, Cody made the biggest difference in the world. Because when you got a loose end in a band, I mean, you're not the unit that's capable of writing good music, like awesome. You know, the music that we have been writing, which is way better, obviously, you know.
Yeah,
just
I feel like it's the best music that we've all, like, you know, been a part of, best album we've all been a part of. And, with our other drummer and stuff, it was almost like we couldn't get anything laid down in stone. Everything would change all the time, and I don't know, it was really hard to work with them, you know.
You have to be tight as a band.
Yeah. You can't have somebody doing his own thing while we're all doing the same thing.
Do you feel like living together?
Like, we're not playing jazz right
now.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be tight as a band to be a tight band.
You're playing really good jazz drums right now, but that's not what we're doing.
There's this thing I want to do. It's a band that I'm going to be starting pretty soon. And pretty much the influence is that we all hate each other. And we want to... and I want to, like, as soon as, like, I get the decide on who's gonna play bass, I'm gonna like punch him right in the throat.
I'm
like, why'd you do that? I'm gonna be like, use that against me. It's gonna be like, my guitar is a weapon and I'm gonna be trying to use it to kill you, so you might as well try to use your bass.
I would definitely go towards metal.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna play music. I think they're just gonna hit each other with their instruments.
Well, it was actually gonna be like a flamenco swing. I like to mix genres. I have no business being
with violence. I like a really mellow sound, but a really aggressive stage presence.
All the time.
You got big plans, man. You're gonna you're gonna make it.
I'm in more bands than anybody else.
I'll support your band.
It's not my fault that no one's in them with me. I'm a visionary. You want good ideas? It'll cost you 55 cents. I won't eat ramen for a
week. Have you eaten that candy bar yet?
No.
Did you notice that I had smushed it flat? it's very
even more so.
Yeah.
I did.
Look at this pepperoni that I'm rubbing on my nipples. This could have been yours.
I'm confused.
Great show.
Yeah, good time. Back to the band. So we got some coming up in March. We got some new songs being written. New songs out there recorded to get out to the people. Do you have any timeline on yet being on when you're going to get the next one? Do you have any kind of goal for getting the next recording done?
Sometime this year, big year for us. So we're going to get a lot of things accomplished, I think, hopefully.
Big year for Richmond music in general.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Big year.
Yeah.
Starting out good. That's for
you
sure.
Guys, I got to say, coming to Richmond, man, good move. Real good move. Yeah. Being that it's an up and coming city. I know first instinct with a lot of people is, go to New York, go to LA, go to Nashville, you know, go to these cities that already have thriving or known for their music scene, right. And it becomes a little inaccessible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it was good to be a part of it while it's growing.
I felt that Richmond's, you know, it's always been the kind of underground scene, but it's still got that vibe, but it's coming up. Yeah, it's...
Well, you don't have to depend on other people anymore. You have the internet. You can reach people without ever leaving your city. And, you know, 10 years ago, you had to depend on other people.
Yeah,
you know,
you've got to go there. You've got to...
Exactly. So,
word of mouth.
So, where do you guys, like, what's that big, you know, step that you guys want to take in the next year? I mean, some people want to be on festivals. You know, some people want to... You know, start touring. Some people want to. They're looking for a manager or looking for a label. What's that step for you guys? What's that big goal?
Obviously, everybody's looking for a label, a good label to sign with.
Good management.
Yeah,
because we've had some. Never mind.
I want to find a new home.
Also, you know, just a very dedicated fan base. I'd like to expand that, get a good following, you know. I mean, that speaks volumes when you've got people that'll consistently show up to your shows and, you know, and it's a lot of people that they're there for your music, not just to get drunk and fall down in the street, you know.
I'm going
to
start
when they're out there, you know.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But when they're out, when the fans are out there, you know, feeling the music and we see them feeling the music, that makes us even more pumped up, you know, to present our music the best way we can.
I was going to say, if you exclude people getting drunk and falling down at your show, Simon's mom could not come to your shows.
I would never ever exclude that. It's kind of goes hand in hand.
You just don't want people coming there just to get drunk.
Exactly.
You want people coming to see your music. And
I want people to get drunk and fall down on the street because they came to listen to our band.
We hate going to a bar to play and everybody's focused on the TV screen watching football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have...
I mean, it's not fun for us.
Yeah.
Makes me want to kick somebody in the crotch.
Did you guys ever have one of those 60-year-old women dancing in front of the
stage? Every time. We call them dance boogies.
Yeah.
Those 60-year-old ladies love to dance.
They do. Indeed.
And tell us to take our shirts off.
You know, they also love younger boys.
Oh, we know.
Indeed.
And you're like, well, I will if you don't.
Exactly. That's the deal.
Depending.
I'm gonna start a fan club for you guys.
Sweet.
I'm not going to promote it or anything, but I'll be in it.
Thanks, man. Hey, guys, we are almost out of time. I just got to say thank you for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Awesome. Great time. Great time. Great songs. You know, we look forward to playing these on the show. And yeah. You're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so be looking out for the Gypsy Healers early on in March, around the 10th sometime.
10th-ish.
But if you want to get more detail on that, check out their Facebook page, their Twitter, their Reverb Nation.
Or just go every day of that week to Rock Falls Tavern.
Yeah, that works.
I think we should just have the Gypsy Healers on every show.
Or just find their house somewhere on Forest Hill, just listen for the music.
Yeah.
Just walk around Forest Hill.
Yeah.
Cool, just man. Just do a little seance. Light some candles.
We're going to do a seance and a belly dance. And
whip out your Ouija board and be like, where can I find Gypsy Healers? And it's going to be like, woo.
Let's pick out the 100-year-old house.
Yeah. You are here.
And next week, man, we got Marionette.
Marionette will be joining us.
Also nice. Be playing South by Southwest this year. So. Word.
Cool stuff. All right. This is Psycho Billy Cadillac with Out of Mind.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Peace.
Until next week.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.